as I hang my hat is home.
Good evening. Welcome, everybody, to this December Library Commission meeting. I'm going to begin by giving you a notice about our online forum tonight. This meeting is being conducted utilizing teleconferencing and electronic means consistent with the State of California's Executive Order N2920, dated March 17th, 2020, regarding the 2019 COVID pandemic. Excuse me, 2018 COVID pandemic, 2020 COVID pandemic. I will get my numbers right. The live stream of this meeting may be viewed on television or online, and it's in accordance with the executive order previously mentioned. You may also access this via the web. In relation to the public participation, if you would like to submit a comment prior to the meeting, you can do so at jling@cityofgoleta.org. Janet will then allow access to you to provide public comment. Please state the item you'd like to speak to, provide your name and your email address, and then when asked to speak, please go ahead and speak. Thank you. I would now like to commence the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. I will say 1, 2, 3, and then we can all begin together. 1, 2, 3. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible,
liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you. So we will begin this evening with our consent calendar. On that consent calendar is the approval of our meeting minutes from October 5th, 2020. Do we have any questions or comments or revisions, amendments on this? Seeing none, would anybody like to make a motion to approve the meeting minutes?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Pack, and seconded by Ms. Goodman. Can we take a roll call?
Chair Gray?
Aye.
Vice Chair Freeman?
Aye.
Commissioner Goodman? Commissioner Goodman?
Aye. I can you hear me?
Commissioner, yes. Commissioner Peck?
Aye.
Commissioner Murr?
Aye.
Okay, thank you everybody. I actually believe we skipped the roll call, so did we want to do that now? Janet, did you want to take the roll call?
Yes, please. Chair Gray is present. Chair Freeman is present. Commissioner Goodman is present. Commissioner Peck is present. Commissioner Murr is present.
Thank you. So we will now move on to our agenda items. We have a presentation from Director Gray. It is item B1 on our calendar and the agenda.
It's good to see all of you. Welcome back. I hope you and yours are all well during this strange time. I'm happy to report that the library is up and running with sidewalk service. And so, of course, however, our statistics are way down from last October. We circulated 12,623 items in this October. This is 75% less than last year's October, but of course, that's because we are not allowing people into the library. We're only doing sidewalk service. We have dispersed nearly 1,700 craft kits since July. So those are doing very well and filling a need in the community. One thing that the patrons have been telling us is the thing they miss the most is the experience of browsing materials in the library. So we're trying to be as creative as possible in recreating that experience for them. And to that, means we've been posting covers of new materials that we've been purchasing on Facebook and Instagram, creating bibliographic lists of new materials and putting those on the website, and emphasizing the hundreds of subject reading lists that we have and the availability of personalized reading lists that I do for anyone that requests one. I send about 10 pages worth of titles and annotations for people that fill out the personalized reading list request list. And after we featured that in our last newsletter that went out at the beginning of the month, I had about a dozen people request those, and it was wonderful. I love to do them. That's one of my favorite things to do. So we're a couple of slides behind, Janet. Okay, that's one of our friendly staff delivering sidewalk service materials to our patrons. So our service, if you could advance the slide. We're open for sidewalk service Wednesday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Patrons place holds on materials, and we pull the holds every morning, and then they come to the library and via a widget on their phone and through our circulation system, they let us know that they're here. We get their library card number from them, and then our staff gathers their holds, checks them out, puts them in those grocery bags with the patron's name on it. And then the patron goes up to the entrance of the library where there's a table with the materials on there for them. So we are practicing social distancing, no contact. And there is a staff member outside on the sidewalk providing reference help to people. But aside from that, the rest of the staff is indoors and not interacting with the public other than via text and also telephone. We're still, as per the Library of Congress and CDC, quarantining the items that are returned to us for 7 days because they are finding that COVID stays on most of the library materials for 7 days. We're continuing to do regular virtual programming, and safety for patrons and employees is a priority. I'm happy to say that even with the shutdown that was announced this weekend, we will be able to continue to provide sidewalk service from all three branches. We feel that we're doing it safely for staff and patrons, and the patrons really want us to continue. Staff wants to continue. So we're happy to say we will continue to fill that need in the community.
Thank you. This is okay, that's in relation to the public safety power shutoff scheduled for tomorrow.
No, it's in terms of the governor's notice for retail businesses to shut down to a 25% capacity level, and we fall under the retail category.
Okay.
So this is just an example of the covers that we're posting on all of our social media so people can see the new materials. That's what people seem to like to browse the most. So we're doing our best to provide that experience for them. Next slide. So as I said, we received over a dozen requests for the personalized reading list right after the last newsletter went out. We provide these for any age group, and I'm happy to say many teens have availed themselves of this service. And so they fill out a form, a checklist of different genres that they like, what kinds of nonfiction they like, fiction. And then we provide them with a very extensive list of materials that we own here at the library or that are available via download. Okay, the Isla Vista grant. We're behind on this, unfortunately, because of COVID, but activity is still going, and we're getting really enthusiastic response. I sent letters out to all of the Isla Vista agencies, UCSB, the housing units, and the schools to announce that we will have a book van next year, and to find out who would like to be a stop on the book van's route once we are able to begin that route. Response has been slow, but extremely enthusiastic. And I've been so grateful to the organizations in Isla Vista who have responded, because they're giving me great information on what I should be purchasing for circulation from the van, and what age groups and languages that I should be focusing on. So we're getting to a slow start, but I will be starting to order materials for the van, and we're hoping to purchase the van hopefully in January. So next steps, purchase the van.
I have a question.
Sure.
Could you provide us with information on with whom you've spoken currently, and who's on the list to be stopped?
Yes, I've spoken with UCSB Family and Student Housing, and they've been wonderful partners so far. They're very interested in us stopping at two spots, and they've spoken with their families already to suss out what types of materials, what languages we should provide those materials in, what types of programming the families would be interested in, and what the students might be interested in who do not have families. So they've been extremely helpful. And in fact, we're collaborating in terms of them allowing me to send them information to be included in their regular newsletter. Also, the Isla Vista Teen Center is going to be a regular stop, and we've been collaborating with them for well over a year. They have one of our wireless devices, and the teens there helped me purchase about 70 titles that they were interested in to be available for download for them. I also provided them with most of the teen books that I received by serving on an award committee last year. So they have their own library there. And also we provided book carts for them to house the library. I've spoken with Isla Vista Parks and Recreation staff, and we're trying to figure out which parks we would want to stop at and which would be the most popular. They have been wonderful partners as well, and given me many tips on populations and materials. And so they want to be regular weekly stops. We've spoken with, IVCSD, the community center, of course, wants to be a stop. And I'm waiting to hear from a number of other groups as well. I think a lot of people are not available to pick up mail at a number of the agencies. And I know that the ladies at the family and student family housing said they generally ignore mail, that official mail that comes from the city. And so they just happened to accidentally open the letter that I sent. So I'll send out additional letters in January, and also emails to the groups that I haven't heard back from. So we're looking to purchase a Sprinter van, and unfortunately we can't do that in Santa Barbara. So we're looking at the state contract, possibly getting one from Sacramento via state contract, or Ventura has them available at a couple of the dealerships. We need to get some special modifications inside. These vans will not be for people to come into, so we don't need shelving installed, but we do need secure ways to secure the book cards and things that will be in there that we transfer from place to place. We will be purchasing books and other materials and processing them. We've established the book van as an additional branch in the Goleta and Santa Ynez Valley Libraries. And we will be purchasing the 10 little libraries, putting them together and deciding when it's safe to put them out. There's some concern about putting them out now and then having people put materials in them that maybe are not germ free. So we're evaluating that.
Before you move on, at all? No, okay, I had a question related to the number of languages outside of Spanish that are being requested. Are there any?
Chinese. Yes. We will be purchasing a selection of Chinese materials for children particularly. Yes. And we're having some, it's a challenge to find them for purchase, but it's a good challenge to have, and I'm having fun finding them.
Thank you.
So any other questions on that? Okay, so when will the library open? We will not open facilities to the public until Santa Barbara County is downgraded to the orange tier. And we may not open immediately, even when that happens. It will not mean that we're reopening as we used to be. Normal services will not start immediately by any means. Most likely what we'll do, because we'll still be charged by the state to operate at a lower percentage, probably 50% of capacity, we will have some sort of calendaring appointment system on the website, and we will allow a certain number of people to come in every 15, 20 minutes, browse, and check out. The staff will pick out the materials for them. We have screens that have been built with plastic that will secure the staff's safety. We have plexiglass screens surrounding the circulation desk. Patrons will use the self-check units, and we will sanitize them after each use. So it will be a limited number of patrons during each time period. And we're looking at possibly opening maybe on Tuesdays for seniors. Either that or an hour early on Wednesday through Saturday for seniors. So it's all very fluid, and we're hoping that it will be sometime by April. In terms of Black Gold, there's quite a lot going on right now. Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo have decided to change their computer vendors. So we use Polaris now for all of our circulation and our Black Gold catalog. They are going to a new system or a different system called Koha. So the rest of us decided we should investigate it as well, as we would like to keep the system catalog unified. So we are spending this month looking at different aspects of the product. It looks pretty good. It allows us to put this product called Aspen on top of it, so that all of when someone searches for a title, say To Kill a Mockingbird, it would show not only the physical materials and the audiobooks and the films that we have, it would also include the downloadable materials on that same screen, so people would not have to go out to Overdrive or Hoopla to find those materials. It's more patron friendly. However, it's a lot more work for staff because the staff has to build each individual library jurisdiction's whole web page or catalog and the permissions. So, but it's less expensive, so it could save us some black gold fees. So we are investigating that right now.
I have a question. Do you know why both Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo decided to make that change? Was it something they had been thinking about for a while, or was there a triggering incident? Or I'd just be curious to know.
Judging from where they are in the process, I would say it's something that they've both been thinking about for a while. They are the two largest jurisdictions and have the largest budgets. And I think that it for them, they're saying that it's strictly for money savings, budgetary savings, and staff savings. However, we are getting word that probably Santa Barbara is not planning on sharing materials at any point, but that's all sort of in flux and yet to be decided.
I'm sorry, could you illuminate or expand on the aspect of material sharing?
It's still, well, right now, no one's sharing materials because of COVID, because some of the jurisdictions are not quarantining their materials. And those of us who are not comfortable receiving materials from jurisdictions that are not quarantining theirs. It also, the quarantine adds 7 days to the circulation holds period for any item that you would get from another jurisdiction. So we're all sort of focusing on getting our newest materials out to our own patrons rather than sending them, having shipment take a day and then having it be quarantined for 7 days and then going out to the patron for 3 weeks, then shipping back here, being quarantined for another 7 days and then going out to our patrons. So right now we are not doing shipment at the black gold level. We discuss it every month at our directors meeting. We decided this month we're still not comfortable with the thought of sharing, but there is some question whether Santa Barbara is going to share materials in the future. And I don't know what the answer to that is. It's just something that they've mentioned at meetings.
Okay, and that's post-COVID, is that what
that was actually pre-COVID. They would not allow our patrons to go to their library and check things out using Goleta library cards. So what's next? The two-year budget season starts next month. So that's a citywide endeavor that takes about 5 months to accomplish. So we're getting ready with, I think our first meeting is next week or possibly this week. So we will be looking at the effects of COVID and when we think we can start regular service. Unfortunately, COVID has, being closed has not seen any savings for us budgetarily because of the PPE costs to keep staff and patrons safe, the materials, the paper bags that we have to purchase to send out the sidewalk service materials are expensive, and we've kept our whole staff employed throughout the process, so we really haven't seen any savings in terms of the budget. We have had a request from Santa Barbara that we do some sort of campaign encouraging Goleta residents who have Santa Barbara library cards to come back to Goleta and get a Goleta card instead. So we are putting together a PR campaign pointing out all of the great services that we have, and we will be sending that out via email to all of those folks that have email addresses. So that's something that the branch supervisor at Goleta and I have been working on.
Are you doing any press releases in association with that, or okay?
Yes, we're going to do a big press push for this. And incorporate also Isla Vista, because we would like to get people signed up for library cards early if we can, so that when we do start providing services out there, people can start borrowing right away. And before the van is in operation, at least they can download materials in the interim. So yes, we plan to do quite a bit of publicity about the library in the coming next couple of months. That's my report. And if there are any other questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I don't see any questions. Before we move on to the next item, Janet, is there any public comment? Janet, are you still with us?
Hi, yes. If there are any members of the public wishing to speak, please click the raise your hand icon.
I don't see any hands. I don't know if you can. Was there any prior public comment at all?
There was not.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay, so if there are no further items, we'll move on to item C1, which is a presentation on the bookmobile and outreach services.
I was very grateful to receive a scholarship from California State Library to attend the 2020 American Association of Bookmobile and Outreach Services Conference virtually in mid-November. I was sad not to go in person because they always have a parade of bookmobiles and you get to visit each one inside, which would have been wonderful, but it was a great conference nonetheless. It was a 4-day conference with multiple programs on various types of library outreach. It also included information on best practices for purchasing a vehicle, which was very helpful. I'm not much of a negotiator, so I will be bringing someone with me to the dealership who is. But it was very informative that people have vans, they have buses, they have bikes, they have all different kinds of methods of transportation and providing mobile library service. So I got to speak to a lot of people and learn about a lot of different types of service. So if we could go to the next slide. I have a picture of a Sprinter van, which is what we hope to purchase. And we also will have a free Wi-Fi hotspot associated with it. So Janet, can we do the next slide? So that people can use their devices when the van is parked in any situation. We'll also be bringing tablets and of course a laptop so that we can check out materials on site. As I said, there were programs on book bikes, which is being considered for solving. A lot of interesting programs on services to help seniors with dementia. And we did receive a grant to create a number of kits that can go out to our senior population that help just keep their brains active and engaged. And so we did contact Friendship Manor, and they don't want us to come during the COVID period, but they are very interested in having us visit them regularly once this situation is over. They talked a lot about services during COVID, and essentially nobody's providing service right now. Due to COVID. lots of information on programming for children that you can do, bringing carpet squares to the park and providing story times on site, craft programming, STEM programming, craft kits, all kinds of things that you can do with kids that we could just store in the van and bring with us, so that we won't just be providing materials for people to check out. We'll be bringing the library to people. So we'll be bringing programs and materials and reference and all the fun library of things, 3D items that we have. There were programs on how to configure your vehicle for best service, how to schedule your stops, which turns out to be incredibly complicated. And so that's why I'm trying to get the letters out now and hear back from people so that we can figure out the schedule well ahead of time. And so that once we're given the go ahead to start running the service, we can immediately start and publicize the hours that will be at each site. My understanding, before I got here in 2008, there was a bookmobile in service through the Santa Barbara Library System. It was parked here at Goleta, and it did serve a couple of areas in Isla Vista. And the family and student housing folks told me that the families still remember it and loved knowing that it was coming on a certain day each week at a certain time. So we want to make sure that we get that information out there early and often so that people know that they can come and utilize the book van. They talked about having MOUs with your partners, which I think is important, and then just how best to fill community needs. So it gave me a lot of material to ponder on, and I'm working on all of it behind the scenes, preparing so that once this COVID thing is done, we will be hitting the road with our library van and providing super service to the wider Isla Vista community.
I have a question, I'm sorry. So pursuant to your previous comment about materials in Chinese, are we also going to equip the bookmobiles with those materials, and or is there any language proficiency for any of the staff of the bookmobile?
The grant that Assembly Member Monique Limon got for us allows us to hire two part-timers to run the van in conjunction with me and library staff. So we will be definitely hiring bilingual Spanish staff. I don't know that we will be able to find Chinese speakers in the community, but we will certainly look for that in terms of hiring staff. But we will definitely be hiring bilingual English-Spanish speakers. And yes, we don't actually have Chinese materials at the library. So that is something that we will be putting in the van, because it directly serves the Chinese families that come to UCSB and serves their children. So we will be filling the van with English, Spanish, and Chinese materials.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions so far? Okay, next slide. The Sprinter van, this shows one of the features that we want to have. We want to have an awning attached that we can pull out so that people are comfortable in the summertime. And it shows a number of book carts with materials on them. That's what we're planning on doing. And then we're also planning on having two tables that we'll pull out that will have materials on them, bibliographies, fun things, craft kits, craft projects, all kinds of things, so that when we stop, we're going to be taking up a fair amount of space. And so we're working with our partners on arranging that. And so that, it, as I said before, it won't just be materials for borrowing, it will be activities. So next slide. So we'll create a schedule for stops, publicize it well before service starts. And I'm working on perfecting my elevator speech for the book van and library services so that I can easily and pithily communicate exactly what it is, because people from other cultures, you know, often don't have any sort of acquaintance with a lot of public libraries and what they do, and are nervous at the thought of borrowing materials. So we want to make it clear that it's an entirely friendly operation and that there will hopefully be no fees associated with it. We will make available program calendars and library product publicity at all the stops, because we figure even when COVID does end, we will continue doing virtual programming because it has been such a huge success. We get hundreds of views on our virtual story times, and some of our storytellers that we hire and dance teachers and musicians have very kindly allowed us to put their presentations on our website and our YouTube page as well.
So, sorry, another question. Oh, go ahead, Commissioner Burr.
I was wondering, I mean, you had mentioned that you will definitely be having materials that they will have to check out with a library card, but I was wondering if you would are thinking that you will also provide books, you know, and take without having a library card, like the things that are in the vestibule, for example, of the library.
We'll do that via the little libraries that we have around the community. But it's very easy to get a library card, and it takes us about 3 minutes to issue one. So it's something that we can do at the stops very easily.
So they will have that capability of actually giving out library cards in the van?
Definitely, yes.
Thanks. You've answered my question about issuing library cards from the van. So thank you.
Yep, certainly. Okay, next slide. So our mission for the van is to provide equitable service for the Isla Vista, next slide, Janet, for the Isla Vista community, as well as equitable service to the physical library service. We want to overcome the barriers that are experienced by people that can't get transportation to come to the Goleta Library. And we want to provide a positive library experience and introduce the whole concept of libraries to those who have not been exposed to it before. We're really excited about this. I can't wait till we are close to the date where we can go out. The only thing I'm not excited about is driving the van myself. I'm hoping to hire people who are excited about that, but I'm very excited about being in the van and providing those services. I think it's going to be wonderful. So next slide. In terms of adult outreach, we will be bringing books, audiobooks, music, and movies to Friendship Manor, and then also to all of our regular sites, because of course we're not just serving children and teens, we're serving their parents and adults who don't have children. We'll be bringing manipulatives that keep memory receptors healthy. We will offer programming, book recommendations, and reference help. So, you know, the staff will be well educated to do reader's advisory, help people find materials that they want. If we don't have it on the van, we will help them place holds on materials so that we will bring those the next time we visit that stop.
Okay, I continue to have questions. I guess sorry, keep interrupting you. So as it relates to the adult outreach and potential virtual users that might be up from previous months and years related to COVID, have you seen more people avail themselves of the adult services and maybe some of the senior services? And maybe if you could just expand on that a little.
Currently at the library, you mean?
Yes. Given the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, the use of the downloadable products has risen about 65% in the last 3 months in particular. So we've had to budget extra money for Hoopla, and we had to lessen the number of film downloads via, I've forgotten the name of our film, Canopy, because those are pay per views, and the number of views we were getting each month, we couldn't possibly continue to afford. So we had to go from 10 to 5 a month. And we did this, we may do the same with Hoopla. So yes, we have seen a huge increase in downloadable materials, except for the RBI digital magazines. However, Black Gold just worked a deal with RBI Digital, who was just purchased by Overdrive, which is one of our downloadable sites. And we will, instead of having access to just about 200 magazine titles, we're going to have access to about 4,000 I think within the next month or so. And that includes foreign journals, a lot of popular Spanish magazines, and international magazines as well. Some of the British film magazines that I love are on there too, so I won't have to pay for those anymore. So yes, we have seen an increase, and we are budgeting for that. Of course, we want to serve university students. That is the trickiest one for me, because they have marvelous libraries at UCSB, but we are trying to have dialogues with them to find out what kind of materials they would like us to provide for them. Do they have time for recreational reading? Do they want movie, you know, DVDs that they can borrow? We figure that the provision of Wi-Fi will definitely help in terms of the downloading of materials to their devices if they're at all close to the van. And we have greatly increased the number of reference databases that we have to support coursework for all grades, you know, starting from kindergarten all the way up to university level. And we're creating a separate web page on our website that puts all of these together, so they're really easy, much easier to, for people to find and utilize. Some of them you do need a library card to access, so we will have to register people for library cards who do want to access those particular websites. So these are some more pictures that that were provided to me at the Bookmobile conference. Obviously, on the bottom right, that's a book bus that you can go in, and we will not have a vehicle that size due to the incredibly expensive cost of a book bus. But we will be bringing, as you can see on the bottom left, craft programs, games, puzzles, things like that for people to use at the park. We will be doing youth and neighborhood outreach, providing books and other materials. We have our craft kits already that we provide 2 craft kits for any child in our library system that wants them. They get 2 kits each month. We will be bringing STEM learning materials. All of our 3D printers have died, so we will be purchasing new ones and bringing one along with us on trips. We'll be doing programs such as story time. We will be bringing technology to be borrowed. We have a number, we just got a grant to purchase a number of PlayAway products, which is a chapter book or a picture book, along with a digital audio version of that. We provide the battery and the audio file, and they just, patrons have to provide the headphones. So, and then we have tablets that are preloaded with educational games for all ages, and we have them in Spanish as well. We'll be providing homework support. Next slide. We'll also be doing the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten program. Very important, particularly for families that are bilingual. As I'm sure you all know, the more language a young child is exposed to, the better the chance of school success. So we have this great program called 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten. It's an at-home program where we reward the children for every 100 books that they read with their families. And that's one of our happy, proud graduates pictured there. We'll be bringing the Summer Reading Club to kids. We will be, of course, providing the Live Tutors Online program and the Homework Help Online. We will register people for library cards. And we'll also be bringing the adult winter reading club that we do each year as well. And these are some of the groups that we would like to work with. And some of them, as I said, have responded to us already, and others we will be reaching out to again. But we feel very confident, and I feel after attending this conference, I have so much more information available to me and contacts that I can make of people who have already been doing this that I can get advice from. I feel that we're, even though we're behind with actually having a van because of COVID, I think once we get up and running, we're going to be really ahead of the game and be ready to go out with a full provision of services and programs to the Isla Vista area. And I hope that we will be able to have stops throughout the whole area. That's the plan. So that's my report on the Bookmobile conference. And if anyone has any questions about that or the Isla Vista book van, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions from my colleagues? Oh, okay. Janet, are there any public comments or hands up from the public? Sure, we all know the answer to the question, but I would like to ask it anyway.
Hi, Commissioner Gray. There is someone who'd like to speak. This is Spencer Brandt.
Great.
Just a moment.
Welcome.
Hi, Commissioners. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. Hi, everyone. I'm Spencer Brandt. I'm the president of the Isla Vista Community Services District. I'm a young person living in Isla Vista. I graduated from UCSB in 2019, and one of my colleagues on our board of directors, Jay, of course, sits and is your colleague on this commission. I really just wanted to speak today and thank staff for all the progress that's being made during this tremendously difficult time. Wanted to give a quick update, which is we will be having additional board members be seated at our meeting tomorrow night, one of which is Marcos Aguilar. He is a UCSB library employee. He works and manages the ethnic and gender studies collection as the diversity and engagement assistant. So not to speak for him, but we're really excited to have someone joining our board that has a that deep experience in libraries and with UCSB. In Isla Vista, our population, 85% of it is between the ages of 18 and 24. And many of those residents are college students. And I think that while one of the big strengths that we've seen the Goleta Library has is its ability to engage different populations, adults, kids, or the youth in our communities. One area that I'd like to see more engagement on is with college age students. I would love to help staff get in touch with associated students. It sounds like they still haven't been reached out to, and they're an excellent resource to be able to really put finger on the pulse of what students would like to see in a library. And I'm sure that students will have so many great different ideas for ways that they would like to utilize library services. So, you know, I really encourage you to do that would hope to be able to help and partner in whatever way we can in order to make that happen, because I don't really see that reflected in the presentation here today. So thank you for letting me speak tonight.
Thank you very much for speaking. We really appreciate that comment. And, you know, feel free to reach out to us anytime. And I'm sure that Director Gray will provide us with an update on outreach to the student community.
Thank you.
Any other public comments or comments from my colleagues?
No public comment at this time.
Okay, thank you very much, Janet. Okay, so we have reached the end of our agenda. Director Gray, did you want to give us an update on future agenda items?
I just wanted to let you know that the library mission statement was approved by the City Council, so thank you very much. I'm sorry I haven't had really much to bring to you to work on, but COVID has put a pause on a lot of our projects that we were planning on moving forward with. So hopefully, you know, in the coming year, we'll have more for you to chew over and advise on. And I just wanted to end by saying I hope everyone has a very safe and happy holiday, and it's great to see everybody, and we miss seeing you at the library, but it's nice to see you online.
Back at you. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah to all.
Mm-hmm. Relieved. Can I say something quickly on this? So tomorrow is the Isla Vista Community Service District's organizational meeting after the election, and my term on this board actually ended a few months ago, and so we're going to be choosing our new recommendation for who will be on this board. And given that there is somebody who is joining our board with actual library experience working at a library in the past, I'm kind of thinking that it's going to be that person that we're going to choose. I'm even thinking that's a good idea. I don't actually know the timings. This might be my last meeting or possibly my second to last meeting, and I'm awkwardly saying this now. Of this library commission meeting, or maybe somehow I end up just stuck on this board for another, you know, couple, 2 or 3 or 4 years or whatever it is. So that'll be really awkward because now I've said a bunch of goodbyes and then I'll be on the board again. But if it is the case that I'm off this board by the next meeting, it was a pleasure working with all of you on this. And it's been fun going through mission statements and trying to get an impression of how to provide library services during this incredibly awkward time of a pandemic. So
thank you for your service, Jay. I've really appreciated all of your advice.
Yes, well, I've enjoyed serving with you. I hope you don't leave equally. If there's somebody else who comes on, we will be welcoming. And either way, you're always welcome to join as a public speaker, if not commissioner. Would like to see you back, and it's been a pleasure working with you. And I appreciate the perspective that you've brought and the support that you've given to the Isla Vista community. It's been really very helpful and beneficial. Okay, if there isn't anything else, I actually had a question, full of questions tonight, apparently. I'll be very quick. So you made a statement about folks not opening mail that had city logos. I just wanted to know if you've gotten any sort of, that's just an interesting insight. And so I was wondering if you had received any further comments about that, what that was related to.
Well, I'm wondering if that's why I haven't heard from some of the other folks that I've sent letters to. I did write Goleta Valley Library, you know, on the envelope, but I know that, you know, managers of apartment housing and things get a lot of mail, and it may have just looked official and got ignored. I don't know what the answer is, but that was what in student housing folks was told me.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's good. So, yes, maybe along with the mission statement, it would be appropriate to develop a separate logo for the library. I don't know, but that may be more friendly to people. I'm not really quite sure. Anyway, thanks to everybody. Appreciate all the work that you all have been doing, regardless of how many times we've been meeting. I know that you and your staff have been doing yo person's task through this whole thing. So, much gratitude to you all.
Thank you.
Hey, anything else? Right. Good seeing you all. Happy holidays. Thank you so much.
See you
in 2021. Right.